From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. BP says its effort to contain the gusher in the Gulf of Mexico is delivering results. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports from New Orleans, the company says it was able to capture more than 10,000 barrels of oil yesterday.
Those 10,000 barrels represent about half of the oil that's thought to be spewing from the damaged well each day. BP says it plans to continue to refine the operation, closing vents to increase the amount of oil that's drawn up to the surface. But the federal government's point man on the response, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says on Fox News, as long as there's oil leaking into the water, BP doesn't deserve a passing grade.
I'd give him a noted. Let's keep going.
Allen made his disappointment known as he made the rounds of the Sunday morning talk show circuit.
We need to be on task and get this thing done. We need to underpromise and overdeliver.
He says the slick is no longer a monolith, but rather has broken into hundreds, maybe thousands of smaller pieces of oil. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New Orleans.
A 4-year-old child is among 7 people killed in northwest Ohio by tornadoes and thunderstorms that swept through several Midwestern states Saturday night. Karen Schaefer reports from Oberlin, Ohio.
The child and 2 other victims were from Millbury, Ohio, a suburb of Toledo, where at least 50 homes were destroyed and another 50 severely damaged. One person outside the police department and a motorist were also killed. A township police and emergency medical services building is heavily damaged. Lake Township Police Chief Mark Hummer says he was talking with a police dispatcher when the storm hit, tearing off most of the building's back half and tossing a car into the rubble. A local high school gymnasium was also ripped apart, canceling Sunday's commencement ceremony. Damage from the storm stretches from Illinois to Pennsylvania and north into Michigan, where high winds tore the siding off a building at a nuclear power plant, triggering an automatic shutdown. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.
Houses are damaged and roads submerged after a tropical storm lashed Pakistan's largest city with heavy rain and winds. Authorities worried worse flooding would occur in and around Karachi. They tried to evacuate people from their homes elsewhere along Pakistan's southern coastline. Several thousand villagers moved to higher ground, but some people refused to move. Forecasters predicted the storm would lose strength as it moved inland. France's foreign minister says the European Union is willing to check cargo on board ships heading to the Gaza Strip if Israel ends its blockade of the Hamas-ruled territory. France and Britain have pushed for an end to the blockade since last week's raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. 9 activists were killed in an Israeli commando mission. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting a UN proposal for an international inquiry commission into the deadly raid. This is NPR News. An airport official says nearly 140 passengers had to deboard a Southwest Airlines flight after a man made a comment about a bomb. No devices were found on the flight from Chicago to Long Island's MacArthur Airport this afternoon. The man was taken into custody after the incident. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is throwing his support behind President Obama's pick for the country's next Director of National Intelligence. Gates made his endorsement on his way from a security conference in Singapore. NPR's Rachel Martin is traveling with the secretary.
A key challenge for the Director of National Intelligence is to get the country's 16 intelligence agencies and the Department of Defense all on the same page. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates says Jim Clapper is equipped to do just that. The two worked together at the CIA and the Pentagon for decades and are personal friends. It's an important endorsement for Clapper, who's faced tough criticism from some on Capitol Hill who say he doesn't value congressional oversight of the intelligence community, a claim that Gates rejects. The DNI position was created after 9/11, but many U.S. officials, including Gates, say the position wasn't given enough power to be effective. If confirmed, Clapper would replace the former Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, who stepped down last month. Rachel Martin, NPR News.
Authorities say 2 New Jersey men arrested at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport Saturday talked about attacking Americans and wanted to fight alongside terrorists in Somalia. Investigators say the men were inspired by 2 U.S. citizens who have recruited terrorists through the internet, including a cleric who's believed to have inspired the shooting at Fort Hood. I'm Rebecca Shear, NPR News in Washington.